Shalom to all. Today's office holding off Lamed Beza. We're starting a little bit into the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Leila Nishmas, Mars Mem Sarabas, Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. So this Mishnah we talk about, Shehiya, which we already know is the psal of waiting in the middle of Shechita. He paused, he stopped, and as for too long, that passes the Shechita. So the Mishnah tells us, Nafla Sakin Vigbiya. In the middle of Shechita, the knife fell out of his hand, and then he picked it up and continued the Shechita. Or Naflu Kalov at Vigbiyan. His clothing fell off. Let's say one of his articles of clothing, perhaps his jacket was draped over his shoulders, and it fell off, and then he picked it up. Or Hishchaz Sakin. He sharpened the knife before Shechita, and that tired him out so greatly, va'af. He got tired in the middle of Shechita, he had a wave of exhaustion pass over him, and he couldn't even finish the Shechita, u'bachaveru shachat, and his friend came along and finished it, so imsha k'dei Shechita psula. If he paused, waited the amount of time of Shechita, so it's possible, whereas Rav Shimon Omer, he says imsha k'dei bikur, if he waited the amount of time of bikur, which is checking the knife, and we're going to see at the end of the Gemara specifically what that's referring to. So the Gemara asks, my k'dei Shechita, what does that mean he waited k'dei Shechita? So Rav, he explains, k'dei Shechita's behema cheres, the amount of time it would take to shecht another animal. So let's say the shechita of an animal takes 30 seconds, and he stopped in the middle of his shechita for 30 seconds, so that would passel it. Not really Rav Kana Ravasi the Rav. Rav Kana Ravasi asked Rav, "Kidei shechita behema le behema v'oif l'oif?" Is it that each type the shehiya is that type, namely animal for animal and bird for bird? So if it takes 30 seconds to shecht an animal, the shear of shehiya for an animal is 30 seconds. Where if it takes 10 seconds to shecht a bird, the shear of shehiya is just 10 seconds. I don't perhaps af behema l'oif. Even the shear of shechting an animal is the amount of time of shehiya for a bird. So that means that by shehiya of a bird, it would only become puzzle after 30 seconds, not 10. So we respond to them, Loi have a bedin chabe b'chavivi dish aile. I wasn't comfortable with my uncle to ask him. His uncle was Rav Chiya, and he's saying that when we were learning these halachas, I wasn't comfortable enough to ask him the answer to this question. However, Itmar stated, Amravi tells us, Kedei shechitas behema lebehema v'oif l'oif. However, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Afilo behema l'oif, even the shear of shechita of behema is the shehiya for an oif. And v'chen kiyasu Ravin, also when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Yechon, he quoted the name of Yechonon, Afilo behema l'oif. Now Rav Chananya, it's really Rav Chanino Amar, he says a totally different shita, Kedei shehiya it's the amount of time it takes to bring another animal and shecht it, which is way longer than the time that we gave, which was just 30 seconds. It was a random number, but it's obviously going to be way longer than that because you have to bring another animal. Ask the Gemara, Yavi, bringing another animal? That's mashma filo me'alma, even bringing it from a random place. Well, if that's so, nasad rechle shiurin, you're lending your words to shiurin, which means there is no set amount of time because sometimes the animal might only be a 10-minute walk away or an hour journey away for all that you know, and so it's not a clear halacha of how long the Esrav Shehiya is. So I'm going to probably clarify. Really what this means is being oimed lahatil. That's what the difference is. In other words, when Chanina said, it doesn't mean bringing the animal from a random place. It's referring to where the animal is right next to the shoychet, and the added time that Chanina is giving to the shear of shehiya is just the amount of time that it takes to put the animal down on the ground and then shecht it. So let's just say that would be another 30 seconds. Now, I'm Marava, Mishmei de Rebbe Yosef Chanina. They said in Marava, which is the west, that's Eretz Yisrael. They said this in the name of Yosef Chanina. The amount of time of shehiya is the amount of time that it takes to lift it up, place it down, and then shecht it, and that's the amount of time for small animal, and large animal for large animal. Now another din, Amaravi tells us, Hashoichem esakin ra, if a person shechts with a bad knife, which is referring to a knife that is not sharp enough, it's dull, afilu kolyem kuloi, even if the shechita takes the entire day, ksheira, it's kosher, no problem. Now by Rav asks a question, shehiyos maushet starfu, what about different pauses during the shechita, are they mitstarif? In other words, let's say he's shechting an animal, and he pauses for 5 seconds, and continues, then pauses for another 5 seconds, then continues, and all together he paused for 30 seconds. Is that the psal shehiya or no? Ask the Gemara of Tifshat Lamidei. Why doesn't he answer it based off of what he just said, that if one shechts with a dull knife, even if he's shechting the entire day, it's kosher, as much as that even if he's pausing as he's shechting, it's still kosher. So that should be an answer to this question. The Gemara answers no. Hasam b'delai shah. That's talking about where he did not pause at all. He's literally sawing the animal's neck back and forth and back and forth until it's finally shechted, but there was no pausing, and that's why it's not an answer to Rav's question. Now, by Rav Huna Rav Nosson, he asks, shah b'miyot simanim mahu. Let's say he was over shehiya, but it was only by miyot simanim. In other words, he had shechted the majority already, and by the last bit, he paused. He was over shehiya, let's say for that 30-second time frame that we gave. What's the din over here? And we conclude, teiku. Now we explain the end of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Omer imsha k'dei bikur. So the question is, my k'dei bikur? What does that mean, k'dei bikur? So Rav Yechon explains, k'dei bikur shal chacham, the amount of time it takes for a chacham to check the knife. We learned about this earlier in the Masechta, that there's a chiyuv for the shechet to show his knife to the chacham of the city. So the amount of time that would take is Rav Shimon's shear of shehiya. Ask the Gemara. If that's really so, then once again, you have a problem with the shiurim that every single time might be different. The chacham could be close, but maybe he'll be far, and therefore we don't have a set amount of time this would be. I'll rather explain differently, k'dei bikur tabach chacham, the amount of time it takes for the tabach, the shaykhin himself, if he's a chacham, however long it would take for him to check the knife, that's the shiur of shehiya, not the amount of time it takes to shecht the animal. Now we want to discuss another psul, which is ikur, that's literally uprooting or tearing the simanim. So the Mishnah tells us, shachar zaveshet u pasak esagargeres, oi pasak esagargeres, He deshchita to the veshet, the esophagus, and then he was pasak, which we're going to translate as cut. Basically, this word was being used to describe that ikur happened, so he cut the gargaris, which is the trachea, that's the kane, or the other way around. He cut the gargaris, and afterwards he did shchita to the veshet, or just deshchita to one of them, vehimtin la jamesa, and then he waited till it died. He never shechted the other semen, or after shchita the first semen, shehichlid esasak and tachas asheni upaskai, he put the knife underneath the second semen, and he cut it that way, meaning he cut upwards. So Rabbi Sheva says, nevela. In all these cases, it's a nevela. It's a pasal shchita, and the animal's a nevela. Or Rabbi Kiva, where he says, you're right, it's a pasal shchita. However, trefa is just a trefa, it's not a nevela. And we know the difference between a nevela and a trefa is a nevela is actually tame, it's metame magu masa, as opposed to trefa, it's not tame, it just can't be eaten. Now, klal on Rabbi Sheva, Mishum Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Sheva said a klal, and in Rabbi Shua, kol shenifsla bishchitasa, nevela. Anything that became pasal during the shchita, it was because of the shchita became pasal, so then it's a nevela. However, kol shenifsla karoi, if the shchita was perfectly fine, but v'davar acher garmali pasal, something else caused it to be pasal. For example, all the trefas that we're going to learn about in the next parak. So trefa is just a trefa. And v'haidol Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva agreed to him, which means Rabbi Kiva was chayzer, and he ended up agreeing to Rabbi Shevav. So now the Gemara discusses this. Rabbi Kiva agrees to him. So remaining, we ask a question. The first mention of the next parak tells us elu trefas behema. These are trefas of an animal. Lamed beis on top. Nikuvas haveshet upsukas gargaras. If the veshet had a hole in it, or the gargaras, the kana was pasuk, it was cut and had ikur. Now we can see from here this is just considered a trefa and not an avela because the lashon of the Mishnah is elu trefais, and that's clearly not like our Mishnah because not only Rabbi Shevav but also as we see at the end Rabbi Kiva as well agrees that this would be an avela, not a trefa. How do we answer the seeming steer between our Mishnah and the first Mishnah of the next parak? So Amaravi explains like kasha, no problem. Kan shachar l'b'sayv pasak, kan shapasak l'b'sayv shachat. What's the difference between these two? Shachar l'b'sayv pasak, if in the course of shchita then it was cut, nifsals b'shchita he, that's considered sold during or because of the shchita and therefore it's an avela. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Whereas pasak l'b'sayv shachat, when first it was cut, meaning first there was this problem and then he shechted it, ki davar acher garmoli pasal damya, that's like something else causing it to be pasal, and it's just a trefa, not an avela. So that's the Rava's answer to the steer between the two Mishnayas. However, is Rav Acha bar Rav Huna l'Rava, Rav Acha bar Huna asks Rava, what about our Mishnah that says shachar haseveshet upasak hasagargaras, pasak hasagargaras v'achar shachar haseveshet nevela? And so we clearly see that in the case where it was pasak hagargaras and then the shchita, that's still considered nevela, and that's the case that Rava says the other Mishnah is talking about is only a trefa. So we try to answer Ema that really will explain what's our Mishnah talking about when it says that ukvar shachar haseveshet meikara. It's referring to where the veshet was already shechted and only then psikas hagargaras happened. So really psikas hagargaras happened during the shechita, not beforehand. So Amrlei, he told Rava, shtei tshuvas b'davar, I have two responses to what you're saying to show how it's not true. V'chada, first of all, dehanu kamaisa. That's the same thing as the first case, just with different words. And v'oid, furthermore, atanan, it's really a brisa, it says atanya, and it tells us very clearly, v'achar kach, and only afterwards he shechted it, so we clearly see it's not like what you're saying. Elam Rava, rather Rava answers this steer between the two mishnahs differently. Elu asurais ketani. That mishnah, when it says elu trefais, it's really saying elu asurais. The following animals are asur, and therefore we could explain, v'yashmehen nevelos, v'yashmehen trefais. Some of them are nevelos, and some of them are trefais. And pesukas hagargaras is one of the cases of nevela and not trefa, so therefore it's not a steer with our mishnah. Ask the Gemara if that's really so. V'lachshav nami t'chizkiya. Why does that mishnah mention Chizkiya's case as well? Damar Chizkiya said, asa gistera, if you cut the animal in half, nevela, it's a nevela. And also, v'lachshav nami d'Rabbelazar, it should also say Rabbelazar's case. Damar Rabbelazar says, natal yarech chal shala, if the thigh of the animal and its hollow is missing, meaning you can actually see where the thigh was removed from the animal, there's a hollow over there. Nevela, that's also a case of nevela. Why wasn't that mentioned in that mishnah if it's mentioned in cases of nevela? So the answer to that is that no, kikatan nevela, deloy metame mechayim. That mishnah is only mentioned in cases of nevela that aren't metame somebody who touches them when the animal's still alive. Avol nevela de metame mechayim, loikatani. But cases of nevela, they're metame when it's alive, that's not what that mishnah is talking about. And these two cases that we just brought from Rabbi Elazar and Chizkiya, they're actually unique cases of nevela mechayim, that even though the animal's still moving and kicking, it's nonetheless considered nevela and it's going to be metame. So that's why it's not mentioned in that mishnah. Now moving on to another answer in the steer between our mishnah and that one. Rav Shimon Lakisham Rosh Lakish says, Amr is talking about where he shechted in a place that already had a cut, meaning the kana already had a cut, it already had a piece missing from it, and he shechted in that spot. Was that Mishnah talking about that he shechted the animal not in the place where the kana had the hole in it? In our Mishnah, when he shechts it where the kana already had a cut in it, that's considered passeling it during the shechita. However, if he shechted it not in the place where the kana already had a cut, so that's like something else caused it to be puzzle, and that's the case where it's just a trefa, not nevela. Ask the Gemara, Miyomar Rav Shimon Lak Shachi, does Rosh Lakish really say that? Let's just further clarify these two different cases before we continue, because we're going to be asking a question and we have to have it clear. When he shechts the animal on the spot where it already had a cut, the reason why that's considered a puzzle shechita from the get-go is because in essence he's only shechting one simen. When he puts the knife into the place where the kaneh already was missing most of it, and then he cuts, so he's really just cutting the veshet, that's just cutting one simen. Memeil, that is a pasul shchita, so it's nevela, as opposed to when he shechts the kaneh on a totally different place, so he really is shechting two simanim. It's just that now we look and we see, oh, the kaneh was missing a part in a different place, which means that the animal is just a treifa, but that's not a psul in the shchita itself. Now we ask on this, does Rosh Lakish really say this? Rosh Lakish, we know that Rosh Lakish says, shechtes hakaneh, let's say he shechted the kaneh, and before he shechted the veshet, v'acharkach nikva reya, then the reya, the lung, got a hole in it. Maybe somebody took a really long needle and stabbed the animal through, poking its lungs. And again, that was before the veshet was shechted. Sure, the animal's actually kosher. The fact that it got a poke in its lung does not make it a treifa. Amo, what do we see from here? This literally means it's as if it's placed in a basket. In other words, since he had already cut the kaneh, now the lungs are basically useless because the kaneh is the windpipe. That's where the animal breathes its air in through. And so the lungs are not usable anymore after he cuts the kaneh. Therefore, it's like it's in a basket, meaning it's like it's totally separate. It's not relevant to the animal. So it getting a hole doesn't possible the animal. So too, in our case, when the kaneh was missing a piece, it shouldn't make a difference where he shechted the animal. It should be viewed as if this whole section of the animal, the kaneh and the lungs, are in a basket, which means they're not really part of the animal, and the animal should always be considered a nevela, even though he shechted the kaneh on a different place, not where it had this cut from beforehand, and therefore should always be considered a nevela. So Rish Lakish's answer of that mishnah is not valid. Rather, where Abba says his name, Rabbi Yochanan, a different answer. Like Kasha, there's no story between our mishnah and that one. Kan koydim chazara, kan la'ach chazara, umishnah lezazim kaima. This is the simplest answer. That mishnah is going on before Rabbi Kiva was chayzer from his shita. Our mishnah is after he was chayzer from his shita. Was that mishnah still is not moved from its place? We still keep it. However, for all intents and purposes, even though it says these are treifas of an animal, at least in one of those situations, psukas hagargares, the animal's not going to be a treifa, according to Rabbi Kiva, and of course Rabbi Shevav, it would be a nevela. Now we're discussing Shias Reish Lakish. Gufo, the Gemara just said, if he shechted the kana, and then afterwards, before the veshet was shechted, the lungs got a hole in it, kshera, it's kosher. Number Rava, Rava says, further clarifying this, Rish Lakish only said this by the lungs, that's because the life of the lungs, meaning their ability to continue functioning, has to do with the kana, as we'd explained. Once the kana is cut, the lungs are useless, because any intake of air is just going to go through the cut, and it's not going to enter the lungs, so obviously the lungs aren't helpful at all, therefore it's as if the lungs are not part of the animal, and it's not considered a psul. Aval, however, if the intestines ended up getting a hole in them before he shechted the veshet, so that's not so, meaning the animal would be a treifa, because intestines have nothing to do with the kana, they have to do with the veshet. However, Maskler Zera, Zera asks on this, once you're saying that even though it develops simani treifa after the kana was shechted, it's permitted, so what does it make a difference if those simani treifa happened in the rea, in the lungs, or in the b'nei me'ayim? Should it make a difference? Now, clearly, Reb Zera is not going with this explanation that we gave. The reason why it's dafka the lungs and not the intestines is because the lungs and kana are connected, as opposed to the intestines have nothing to do with it. However, says the Gemara of Ahadur Bei Reb Zera, Reb Zera was chayzer from this, and he ended up agreeing to the original understanding of Rish Lakish's shita. How do we know this? The Bar Reb Zera, because Reb Zera asked the following question: Nikvu b'nei me'ayim bein simla simen mahu. Let's say the intestines got a hole in them in between shechting the simanim. What's the din? Mimatzar of simen rishon l'simen sheni latarim u'dein vela. Alai. Do we say that the shechita of the first and second simanim can be mitzarf, could be connected together to be mitarit from the status of nevela? Now, what are the two sides to this? So on one hand, we're able to say that the shechita of the first simen accomplishes two things. First of all, it's machshir the animal to be eaten, because if it dies without being shechted, it's a nevela. So now that the first simen was shechted, that's already a step in the process of being mitarit from nevela. And then when he's shechting the next simen, that also would be to be mitarit from nevela. So perhaps we're able to say that the shechita of these two simanim together are going to be mitarit the animal from nevela, meaning it's not going to be nevela. And that's even though it had one of the simani trefas in the middle. Or perhaps we're not going to say that, since shechita the first semen is for two reasons and shechita the second semen is only for one of those reasons, maybe we're not able to combine the shechita of both simanim to be matar from nevela, and since it became a treif in the middle, maybe it's really considered shechita of a nevela. Now Reb Zera asks this question, v'amrina, they said, lav hanu debai ilfa, isn't that the same question that Ilfa had asked? Namely, haitzu ubaris yadai bein simla semen mahu. Let's say an ubar, a fetus inside the animal's stomach, it put out one of its legs in between shechita the simanim. What's it then? Lama gimel lav on top. Mimat star simen rishon simen sheni latarim u'dein nevela. I lie. Does the first simen combine with the second mitar from nevela or no? Now this is a unique din called ben pakua, which we're going to see about later on in the mesechta. Namely, if a mother animal is shechted and then they open it up and they see that there is a baby animal inside, since the mother's shechita was kosher, the fetus inside is actually considered to have become kosher through the shechita of its mother, and it doesn't require shechita. It doesn't have the din of nevela. However, if it already was born or even partially born, namely if it stuck out one of its legs from the mother before the shechita, then it's not tar from nevela, meaning it doesn't have this special dispensation anymore. So the question is, let's say in between between Shechita of the first and Siman, it put one of its hands out of the mother. Do we combine Shechita of the two Simanim to be Matar from Nevela or not? So that's why it asked. When Reb Zeira asked this question, because it seems to be that these are really the same things, and from this we're able to prove that Reb Zeira was Chayzer, because Adkan Lo Yibayilon El Atar L'Midei Nevela. Up until here, the questions are only, do we say it's not Nevela? Aval Bachila Asura. But clearly we see that it's Asur to eat. And it has to show that Reb Zeira was Chayzer, well, because his original Shita was that the only time a Siman Trefa could passel the animal Midin Trefa is if it happened before the Shechita started. But if it happened even in the middle of Shechita, since the animal anyway is for all intents and purposes considered dead, that's what we explained before, so a Siman Trefa happening now is not going to have any effect and the Shechita would actually be kosher. And since Reb Zeira is not suggesting that now, the only question he's asking is it Tahar from Nevela, but it's still Asur to eat? The Kol shows that he was Chayzer from his original Shechita. However, Amalei Rav Acha Bar Rav L'Ravina, Rav Acha Bar Rav told Ravina, not a Raya, Dimla Elam Loi Hadar Bey. Maybe Reb Zeira was not Chayzer in his understanding of Rish Lakish said, Reb Zeira, Lidvarv de Rava Ka'amar, maybe Reb Zeira was just asking this in Shita's Rava, Vilele Svirele, but he doesn't hold like that himself, so there's no Raya. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Shita's Rish Lakish, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.